This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Without the crowds and fanfare and balloons, a virtual Democratic convention opened online Monday after the coronavirus pandemic forced the party to overhaul the convention, largely eliminating in-person gathering planned in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and turning it into a four-night event of 2 hours. Prime-time packages of virtual speeches and events. Without the cheering crowds of a typical convention, organizers face a challenge in trying to build enthusiasm among supporters in the presumptive presidential nominee, former Vice President Joe Biden. U.S. President Donald Trump will be formally nominated for his second term at next week's Republican National Convention, which also has been scaled back due to coronavirus concerns. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday he wants to speed up U.S. mail delivery, even as opposition Democrats are planning to vote this week to curb changes at the U.S. Postal Service. The Democrats say the changes would inhibit the processing of an expected sharp increase in mailed-in ballots in November's national presidential election. Mr. Trump told reporters Monday that he has encouraged officials to speed up the mail, not slow it down. He made the remarks outside the White House before leaving for campaign appearances in the Midwestern states of Minnesota and Wisconsin. Mr. Trump said last week that he opposes $28 billion in new funding for the postal agency, a part of it to pay for collection and processing of an expected onslaught of millions of mailed-in ballots from voters too afraid to go to polling places during the coronavirus pandemic. For months, Mr. Trump has claimed the state's mailing out ballots to voters would lead to